Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. You ever get tired of movies with deep meanings and avant-garde styles? You ever just want to see a movie? Well, this week I'm looking at some movies, each with a bit of a twist. There's a sword and sandal romance, that's also a disaster movie, an action thriller, that's a family comedy, and a Yakuza movie that has no lines. Pompeii, directed by Paul W.S. Anderson. So the Roman Empire is reaching its zenith, planting the golden eagle on Britannia. A particularly cruel general named Corvus battles the Celts, and when it's over, he says to his henchmen, "Kill them all!" But one little boy survives. So Milo, the little boy, played by Kit Harington from Game of Thrones, he grows up to be a champion fighter with stringy hair, wispy beards, and killer abs. He's sent to Rome to compete as a fighter slave, but on the way, he comes to the aid of a beautiful upper-class woman with porcelain features named Cassia, played by Emily Browning. So her horse has an accident, and Milo has a way with horses. He was born on horseback, he says. But will they ever meet again? You can count on it. So now, Milo's sent to Pompeii, which is a holiday spot outside of Rome, to fight to the death in the stadium there. And Cassia's dad controls Pompeii's stadium. So the ultimate fight will be between Milo and his rival Atticus, played by Adewale Akinoye Agbaje, an African gladiator about to win his freedom. So who comes to town but a suitor, a senator from Rome. He says he'll approve the new stadium if and only if Cassia marries him. But she hates him. They had an earlier run-in in Rome. And she has a thing for Milo. Who is the senator? Why, it's Corvus, played by Kiefer Sutherland, who along with his henchman Proculus, played by Sasha Royce, is the guy who massacred Milo's family when he was a little kid in Britain. So all these plots are going on right at the base of Mount Vesuvius. And as we all know, the volcano is about to blow, pouring lava and volcanic ash over everybody, rich and poor, who doesn't get out of there soon. So this movie has three things going. There's the frequent action scenes, lots of fights, gladiator matches, chase scenes. Then there are the romantic parts. Cassia and Milo are constantly putting themselves at risk to rescue the other one from death and danger. Then there's the inevitable disaster part. Ground rumbling, buildings crumbling, spectacular collapses. Okay, the movie uses way too much CGI. It makes everything look dark. You long for some blue skies. Nevertheless, I totally enjoyed this movie. Excitement, interesting plot, fights, romance, tears. It's got everything. Believe it or not, the movie was shot in Toronto, all in enormous sound stages and back lots. So check this out if you like old-fashioned sword and sandal movies. 3 Days to Kill, directed by Mick G, the director of O.C. Charlie's Angels, the movie. Ethan Renner, played by Kevin Costner, is a family guy who wears Dockers and roots for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's been away from his wife and daughter for 5 years now. Why? Because he's an assassin for the CIA. So he's in Belgrade to kill a sadistic criminal named the Albino, who's known for chopping off the heads of his enemies. And then there's the vivacious and beautiful young CIA agent named Vivi, played by Amber Heard, who's also there to kill another criminal known only as the Wolf. But something goes wrong. Ethan collapses to the ground just when he should have killed the Albino. Turns out he has inoperable brain cancer. Okay, so he decides to spend his last days with his wife and teenage daughter, Zoe, played by Haley Steinfeld. This is where the action is supposed to turn to laughs. Okay, back in Paris, his apartment has squatters, an extended family from Mali. Get it? They're black. He's white. Ha 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 ha. And then he has his teenage daughter, Zoe, who's angry because he neglected her. Get it? She's young and he's old and they don't know each other that well. Oh my God. Okay. Well, somehow he convinces his wife he can be trusted to take care of the daughter for 3 days while she's away in Britain on a business trip. But who appears but Vivi? She says, I'll cure your cancer with a couple injections if you murder the wolf. That's brain cancer, by the way. And Ethan is the only one who's ever seen the man's face in Belgrade. So he's the only one who can identify him. So now he has to juggle bonding with Zoe, dying of cancer or not, and torturing suspects and murdering criminals. A barrel of laughs. This is such a craptastic movie. Believe it or not, the original script was written by Luc Besson, the French action movie director. So it does have a few good chase scenes and shootouts, but the humor, oh my God, it's so lame. It's absolutely devoid of laughs. Costner is a terrible comic actor, and Amber Heard is embarrassingly bad as the multi-wigged Vivi. Script feels like it was written in French, rewritten in Serbo-Croatian, and then translated back into English using Google Translate Alpha version. Just dreadful. AKP Job 27, directed by Michael Swan. This is another tribute to the old Luc Besson. And it's a silent gangster pick made in Toronto. So Yakuza hitman travels on assignment to Canada and falls for a beautiful woman in the sex trade. And this brings up memories of his past and a long lost love. This isn't a plot heavy movie. It's purely a visual smorgasbord. It's too much slow motion and choppy jump cuts for my taste, but it's commendable as a first film with sort of a taste of a old school music video. I love the way though that it recasts Toronto into this noirish city full of dark alleys, neon lights, and strip bars. New way of looking at Toronto. Pompeii, 3 Days to Kill, and AKP Job 27 all open today in Toronto. Check our local listings. The fantastic Chilean film, the glorious Chilean film, Gloria, continues. And also opening this week is Tim's Vermeer. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.